Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on. Well, yes, indeed. Good evening, everyone. RBN listenership, we are on the air, and believe it or not, tonight we don't have any guests. We had lined up Jeff Bennett in the second hour, and Jeff Bennett, fortunately, cannot be with us. He's busy. He's making money. He's got a client, and you might be that client. RBN, of course, Republic Trading, and we encourage people to call Jeff Bennett, and we tell people all the time to get on the shtick, as they say, and do what is necessary to support RBN. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as the evening progresses. And then, of course, we had planned to have on Jim Gilchrist from the Minutemen Project and or John Clark. Both of them have had some unannounced situations come up, I guess, and they will be with us next week, maybe. At least John will. But he did report back to me, Rick Adams, to report to you that the rally in Washington this past week, Wednesday, yesterday, was he thought a pretty good, successful rally. Apparently several hundred people showed up, and right across from the anti-illegal immigration folk were the counter-demonstrators, demonstrating against the demonstrators, against the rally, to preserve the sovereignty of our borders. So that was interesting. But he said it went pretty well. He was happy. And, of course, the politicos get out there, get their pictures taken. Lots of media, but not very much coverage, I'm afraid, as we expected, right? After all, there are more important things to talk about, like the heroic efforts of George Bush detailing another Al-Qaeda hijacked plot. And boy, he really, once again, thwarted another Richard Reeve, another shoe bomber, who apparently this group planned to hijack a plane and fly it into a Los Angeles building. So we can be thankful that these are the kinds of important issues and stories that the so-called mainstream media are preoccupied with. Oh, my. Does it ever fail? You know, even the silly, stupid media folk are getting to get a little bit out of this, you know, somewhat of a humorous aside. I mean, can you imagine just when George Bush's little toes are to the fire again with a congressional inquiry into spying and violation of our rights in the United States, George Bush trots out this conspiracy theory, just like we were entreated to the conspiracy theory of 9/11. And I find that absolutely amusing. What do you think about this? Give us your thoughts. We'll spend a little time reading some of what the news media have had to say about it, and then we'll react to it, among many other important things that we have to talk about tonight. So as ever and always, our toll-free number is very simple, 800-313-9443. This is Uncensored Radio, Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall be back to begin. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Colestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Colestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's time to take cover. Rick Adams is beginning the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, and the Paul Revere of Talk Radio is on the air. Tomorrow night, by the way, a very special edition, I believe, of the Friday night get-together with Scott Smith, my cohort. As you know, we do this every Friday night for the duration of the program, the 2 hours. But tomorrow night, we thought, based on a suggestion made by Scott, and a very good one, that we would roll the clock back several years to 2001, but not 9/11, quite a bit further back, or should I say ahead in this case, to about December 13th. 2001, when the Fox News Network had its news anchors and hosts doing a little bit of investigating. Carl Cameron reports, okay, along with Britt Hume. And tomorrow night, Scott Smith will be Fox News correspondent Carl Cameron. I will be Britt Hume, and we are going to role-play a little bit about a spy network that apparently was operating in the United States shortly after and undoubtedly long before 9/11 took place. So I thought that would be a great idea, Scott. Great, Scott, I said. Let's do it. Let's role play. Let's read from the manuscript, and each of us give our listenership a little replay of what took place on that interesting broadcast of Fox News. Never to be replayed again, never to be investigated again. We will do that tomorrow night in the first hour, and then, of course, get right into your phone calls in the second hour. So tell everyone you know. Tell everyone you know to expect an interesting program tomorrow night. We'll do the best we can. I'll put on my imitation voice to imitate Britt Hume. How's that? Meanwhile, this story about George Bush's heroics continues to amuse and amaze many people, as you know. And, of course, depending on what source that you've gone to, they pretty much all say the same thing. I'm going to read to you from MSNBC, its staff, and report. And this is what we hear today. Washington, seeking to justify his tactics in the war on terrorism, President Bush on Thursday disclosed new details of an alleged Al-Qaeda plot to hijack a plane and fly it into the tallest high-rise on the West Coast in 2002. The plot, aimed at a Los Angeles office building, had been known for some time, but Bush said that it was, quote, derailed in early 2002 when a Southeast Asian nation arrested a key Al-Qaeda operative, unquote. Now, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa said Thursday that he was blindsided by Bush's announcement and described communication with the White House as non-existent. Quote, I am amazed that the president would make this announcement on national TV and not inform us of these details through the appropriate channels. That's what the mayor said. I don't expect a call from the president, but somebody, unquote. Well, the White House and the State Homeland Security Office said they informed city officials Wednesday of Bush's upcoming remarks. Following Bush's disclosure, a Homeland Security official added more details, telling reporters that the leader of a four-man cell trained for the hijacking was arrested in February 2002. And that the three others were later arrested as well. Francis Townsend, assistant to the president for Homeland Security, also emphasized that the president's speech was aimed at showing the importance of international cooperation, not as an attempt to support Bush's controversial eavesdropping program run by the NSA. Quote, it was not meant to be a speech about the NSA program, she emphasized. Bush has been fighting criticism of his decision to authorize the NSA to eavesdrop without court warrants here in the United States on international emails and phone calls placed to and from people with suspected ties to terror. In a speech at the National Guard Memorial Building, Bush said the cell planned to use shoe bombs to gain entry to the cockpit door and then fly the plane into a Los Angeles high-rise. The president called it the Liberty Tower. But the White House later corrected that to the Library Tower, since renamed the U.S. Bank Tower. Townsend said that the plotters did not specifically cite the Library Tower, but stated that they intended to bomb the tallest high-rise on the West Coast as a continuation of the September 11th attacks on the East Coast. Intelligence analysts concluded that meant the Library Tower, she said. Bush has referred to the 2002 plot before. In an address last October, he said the United States and its allies had foiled at least 10 serious plots by the Al-Qaeda terror network in the last 4 years, including plans for September 11th-like attacks on both U.S. coasts. The White House initially would not give details of these plots, but later released a fact sheet with a brief, vague description of each. So, essentially, that's the beginning of the story. It does continue on, and obviously you can see there is some skepticism from most of the stooge media who are reporting this story. There was not skepticism granted by them when Mr. Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest of this crowd gave us the first 9/11 version. That has been accepted as gospel, as true, and irrefutable. No challenges to it. In fact, as you know, any information to the contrary and the myriad of contradictions in the 9/11 final report have gone unattended by the media. So that does tell us something. Now, Bush is running out of cards, I think. He's starting to run out of excuses and run out of Al-Qaeda suspects. So what does he do? He pulls another theory and claims this is one of those 10 incidents where Al-Qaeda suspects planned to further attack the United States. On Thursday, he said Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks, who was captured 2003, had already begun planning the West Coast operation in October, just after September 11th. One of Mohammed's key planners was this Sambali, the alleged operations chief of the Al-Qaeda-related terrorist group Jamaa Islamiyah. But instead of recruiting Arab hijackers, Abali found Southeast Asian men would be less likely to arouse suspicion, and who were sent to meet with Osama bin Laden, Bush claims. Now, Bush said the plot was derailed when a Southeast Asian nation arrested this key Al-Qaeda operative. Bush didn't name the country or the operative, by the way. And Townsend would not release the names of the four men arrested or which countries arrested them. So, once again, Scott McClellan gets up this briefing of the press, and we hear the same rhetoric that we are so used to hearing from George Bush. He is our hero. He is our savior. And unless we continue to spy on Americans, unless we renew the so-called Patriot Act, we could have many, many more attacks on America. Trust me, George Bush has said. Well, we know what happened with others who have been picked up, allegedly involved in plots, charged, and then held in detention for several years. One of them, of course, was Jose Padilla, a former Chicago gang member who converted to Islam and then allegedly plotted with top Al-Qaeda commanders to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb, if you recall that one. Prosecutors never came up with evidence to go to court, but they held the poor guy. And then, of course, the courts intervened and said, you can't do that. You can't hold a man for 40 years without charging him. Well, we don't have enough evidence. Well, of course you don't have enough evidence. George Bush says we don't need the evidence. George Bush says we should bypass all of the civil courts in America. And that's why we need to do away with posse comitatus. Now, I'm not putting words in George Bush's mouth. George Bush has said everything I say he said. George Bush has come out as a minion of the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, and made it very clear that he has utter contempt and disdain for any constitutional strictures that would prevent him and preclude him from doing a number on our constitutional liberties. We'll be back, and your phone calls coming up. Rick Adams, stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Well, it's Friday night and he's pulling them over left and right. He sort of looks like Darth Vader with his gun and his radar and his flashing blue light. He drives a government squad car full of all kinds of hardware to handle the angry mob. And with his badge on his shoulder and his gun in his holster, he'll tell you he's just doing his job. Watch out for martial law.
Yes, indeed. Well, I think we got to watch out for Marshall Bush these days. Forbearing any deliberate planned attack on American installations or civilian populations by said Mr. Bush or anyone else in this administration. I think it's obvious that, once again, the man in the White House is playing on his bag of tricks. And now it's beginning to wear a bit thin. And I think even the fun-loving establishment press have made that abundantly clear. They're willing to play along with Bush up to a point. But now it is beyond, it really is beyond a point of laughing. And it is ridiculous. It is absolutely absurd. And so far we have seen no real indictments. Now in the Libby case, of course, we see what's happened there. We see some of the people involved, including Mr. Irving Libby himself, making some statements about Dick Cheney. his buddy, his boss, and what Dick Cheney may have wanted him to do. So this is interesting, the way it's evolving now, the talking out of school and what is being said about Dick Cheney, the vice president. As you know, most of the research that has been done by independent news sources have really and truly indicted Dick Cheney and George Bush both with regard to lies told about 9/11 and the behavior of this government in creating the false and totally untrue preconditions leading up to the war. So we know that we were lied to. We know Dick Cheney had a hand in that. We know that Dick Cheney's office, the vice president, was indeed sending messages back and forth to the CIA, essentially cooked the books, come up with something or else. And this was reported even widely in the establishment media. And then all of a sudden, hey, Mr. President, you didn't have anything to do with any of that, did you? No, of course not. We were deceived just like you Americans were deceived. Tony Blair, well, same thing. We would never deliberately lie to the American public about Iraq. Well, the evidence says otherwise. And that's what we have to go on. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a time now when whenever the other shoe drops, I believe this will signal a time when the end of this administration is going to come pretty nigh. And quite frankly, it's going to be either the end of the George Bush administration or it's going to be the end of the electoral process. And George Bush, I think, will do anything, anything to continue as King George and not just George Bush, because that's exactly what he admitted to when he first ran for office. And he loves power. He's a messianic so-called Christian who believes that God had given him the green light to go into Iraq. God had told him it was his cause to invade Iraq. You see, this is the kind of madness and absolute insanity which now totally permeates the government of the United States. I'm not saying it hasn't happened before. I'm not saying it wasn't true in Wilson's time or Roosevelt's time. But you see, all those men together, right up to this president, could not have gotten away with, at that particular time, what George Bush has been permitted to get away with. George Bush should be on trial, right next to Saddam Hussein. In fact, put him up to the head of the class. His violation not only of our Constitution, of our law, but of international law, if you subscribe to that, and I'm not one that believes we should be embodied with international organizations or have to deal with international treaties that invade or violate our sovereignty. Nevertheless, George Bush has said, yes, Saddam Hussein violated law. What law? United Nations. Resolutions of the United Nations. Well, Israel does that every day. And we pay them. We protect them. We build them up. But not so with poor Saddam Hussein. Alas, the traitor in the White House made it official. Your time to go has come. So maybe we can say the same thing. George Bush's time to go has come. Sooner or later, he will be deposed. The question is, how will it come? And when? And under what circumstances? I see the clock ticking, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. We will take a quick break so that we can take our callers one by one and give you some time to expostulate on these subjects that we are talking about right now. Our number, 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number. We shall return with more Uncensored Radio Free America right here on rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
So this is man's future.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Well, that's a very scary thought indeed, and as we've seen, with good reason. 800-313-9443. All right, let's take some calls now on the program. Hello, Roger in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the program.
Yes, thanks, Rick. We had heard that they finally brought some charges against Padilla, what was it, about a month, 2 months ago?
Yes, just before the deadline for the court to intervene.
So I hadn't heard any much about the quality of the evidence, such as it probably isn't much, but also Savage earlier, I never listened to him, but I happened to be out on the road, and he was saying with the mayor, it was at Frisco where the plane was purportedly to have flied into that tower.
Allegedly, yes.
He says, oh, he wasn't even mayor at the time, which... So what's he to get in a huff about? Which may be true, I don't know. That could mitigate the indignation somewhat. As I said, I suspect that's true, or the Savage would be a little embarrassed saying something like that if it weren't.
Well,
why should he necessarily have known about it? In other words, the mayor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After all, these are secret operations, and the President of the United States should be able to do whatever it takes to prevent terrorism in the United States. This has been George Bush's mantra since day one. Trust me. Now, why anyone would trust George Bush after all of the obvious lies, not mistakes, not deceptions, but total lies that have been perpetrated by this administration, is beyond me.
Well, more to your point is that apparently the supply of terrorists is so thin, he has to pull out of the vault of ancients to gin up support. Lastly, last night you had the two guests on.
Yeah, let's stick on this topic, though, for now.
Okay.
Let's go back over last night.
That'll keep. Take care, Rick.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let's move along and say hello to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hi, you're on the program.
Yes. Very simple. Don't look at Bush. Look at who's behind Bush. Who are Bush's handlers? I mean, you know, because Bush is obviously not that smart of a president.
Well, you know, those are visible handlers. There are the invisible handlers that we've talked about from time to time. I think they're far more dangerous than anything we see around him.
Well, that's it. I mean, so I always look at who's behind the person. And who's behind them? Well, multinational corporations, for one thing. Number two, I actually think Dick Cheney's more the president myself. That's just one man's opinion.
Well, yeah, we know that look, he's been the puppet master behind the scenes. But behind Dick Cheney are other puppet masters. And this is the way it works, up the ladder of control. You know, the real power brokers are those that call the shots in Europe primarily. But these international bankster gangsters are the ones that make or break presidents. And we've seen what they've been doing with what's going on in Europe now. This is just a little sample of what the Bilderbergers and their cohorts are capable of doing. So when they want to bring down George Bush, don't you think they will bring down George Bush?
Oh yeah, that's a fact. Because number one, with our borders wide open and with us about to get into the free trade of the Americas, that's going to sink our sovereignty. Plus, Bush himself called the Constitution a piece of paper, which I won't say the expletives that go with that. So to me, I think all that Bush is doing is parroting his handlers. That's it. I mean, and you see, another question is, what does the man on the street think about this? Forget about intelligent guys like us who either listen to shortwave radio or who are shortwave radio talk show hosts. What does the average person on the street think of all this who doesn't necessarily have access to a shortwave radio or doesn't even listen to talk radio, period? What do they think of this?
Well, I don't think the American public, based on the polls we've seen, places very much confidence in whatever George Bush says. I think it's a ho-hum, okay, yeah, all right, thank you. But beyond that, what I see is the way the American public are being conditioned, not by George Bush, but by the media on Iran right now. And that is the key here, where we see these polls coming out now allegedly showing there is a fear factor. The American public is frightened by Iran. Now, why would they be frightened by Iran? Why? Because of what the media manipulators have told them they need to think about with regard to Iran. These are the same people in the media that crucified Iraq and Saddam Hussein as they prepared their bevy of lies to get us to go to war.
Well, that's it. That's exactly what you're dealing with here. The media has the bully pulpit. And, and what people don't realize is this. America right now is like a minimum security prison that is factionalized by different factions in that prison. And the only thing we can do is elect our warden. I mean, Bush, other Bush is, he's a warden. Just like in the next election, we'll have a female warden named Hillary.
Right.
And we get our warm beds, three meals a day. Keep your mouth shut. Stay within your faction. You can lift weights and so forth. And that's what America's like, a minimum security prison about to be turned into a maximum security prison. Am I telling it the way it is?
Yes, you are, sir.
Isn't that scary that people don't even think of it that way? And it really is. Because we're structured just like that. And you know what? People are happy with it. I mean, how many people do you know are happy with the minimum security prison? But that's because they can see the walls.
Yep.
they can see the armed guards. Well, guess what? When we have our UN guards in this country, we'll be happy that we're seeing the UN guards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is just vote for the right guy, and we'll have a lifetime hack job. Everything else is just conversation.
You see, Jeff, the American public is being conditioned every day, slowly but surely, to trust the military, trust the government, trust the feds, even though we've already seen tremendous failures, and not just with Katrina, and not just in other incidents, but we have seen this repeatedly. The federal government is ill-prepared to deal with crises, especially more than one at a time. Now, that is a deliberate conditioning of the mind to accept the eventual control of not only the U.S. military circumventing civilian control, but of worldwide U.N. control. The American public will welcome that when the day comes when the American people are told there is nobody that's out there to help you except the world body, except their presence. They will gladly surrender their freedoms if it means rescue from the whatever crisis it is that they're being rescued from.
That, you know, that is the absolute truth, and I believe that at this stage of the game, the military's function today is just to use our men as meat in the meat grinder. But there'll come a time tomorrow, mm-hmm, when the military will be super efficient. That's what I call the last stage of the game. We're in the breaking down stage, and that's what a lot of people don't realize.
That's right. No, we are conditioned every day to accept more government, Big Papa, Big Grandpapa, the superstate, the United Nations, internationalism. These are the institutions that we must surrender our liberties to, because if nothing else, we will happily accept security over terror, won't we?
Oh, yes.
Won't we as a public, as a nation? Sure we will.
Yes,
I won't.
Indeed.
You
I won't either.
But you know, most people will gladly surrender that if it means being safe.
Yes, indeed, and for their pot of porridge.
Exactly. Exactly, Jeff.
That's
very
what we
true.
Do. That's
anything
we do.
Else, sir, before we move along? Go ahead.
Yes, one
sure.
Simple fact, and that is that I don't believe that people will wake up in time, and I believe that the military, and this is cynical, but I almost believe that there's almost a plan that if you're a Michael New in the military,
mm-hmm,
it's off the front lines you go. But if you happen to be a hack or connected somehow, you get to stay in the background. And, mm-hmm, and that's what I call reverse evolution, which
right,
is which is you strengthen the weak and mm-hmm you weaken the strong. And
right,
that's what our military is doing today. Rick, do have a very excellent night.
Well, thank you. I will try, sir, after all of this vitriol. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jeff. Very difficult to digest after dealing with the facts. But then again, we wouldn't want the facts to get in the way of anything. And the media, again, are the real enemy here. They are playing the game with George Bush, the New World Order. Yet when push comes to shove, we see the Judith Millers of the world with different names, the same editors, the same publications, conditioning the American people to accept an invasion or subjugation of Israel's next enemy, and that happens to be Iran and Syria. And we see Condoleezza Rice with her sleazy act performing nothing but verbal gymnastics, as she has in the past few days, making a complete fool of herself because everything she said is totally and completely topsy-turvy upside down. These governments of the Middle East, largely, with a few exceptions, are hand-picked stooges of the United States. And Mubarak is a classic example. He, of course, receives American money to bolster up his regime. But the only reason he accepts or gets money is because he made peace, or his government made peace with Israel. Now, if you don't make peace with Israel, you don't get anything. First of all, the government of the United States has no business providing foreign aid to any country, military, financial, or otherwise, because it is unconstitutional, it is not in our law of the land, and Americans have been made to think that that is what the Constitution exists for. to give the government the authority to help us. Well, no, there is no authority in the Constitution for foreign aid. You will not find it there. None whatsoever. Now, we've got this clown over here in my neck of the woods who wants to replace Link Chafee as United States Senator from Rhode Island. And his name is Stephen Laffey. He's the mayor of Cranston. And what do you think he did the other day? Why, he posted his press release in which he declared we should cut all aid, no, not to Israel, to Hamas after they won democratically through the ballot box. Now, here's a genius for you. Here's a guy with an IQ of 3, you know, who comes along and says he's goading incumbent Senator Chafee to vote against funding Hamas. Didn't say a word about funding Israel. Didn't say a word about us paying for Israeli terror. Only Hamas terror is of concern to him. Now, I wonder why that would be the case. Well, obviously, because he knows the way the game is played. If you want AIPAC money and you want to possibly unseat the incumbent, you'd bet to dance to the tune of the piper. And that's the tune. See, if he were an honorable man, which obviously he's not, he would definitely say, look, no foreign aid to any government, friend or foe, period, because that is not the role of the United States government. What do you expect from these lying, hypocritical, filthy political wannabes? And this is exactly why the democratic process now has resulted in the fall of the empire. We are falling as an empire because of the ballot, because of the largesse of the ballot. Because people who should not be voting are voting. All right, let's take more calls. 800-313-9443. Frank in Georgia. Hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you, sir. Despite all of what's going on, I managed to keep my cool.
Yeah, you do a great job of it, too. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
What you were saying about Bush being deposed at some point, you know, sounded hopeful and sounded really nice. But I wanted to run by something that I heard him say about 3 or 4 months ago on the mainstream news.
Mm-hmm.
They had asked him some question. I can't remember what it was. And he goes, well, I don't know. That's a problem for your next president, whether it be me or somebody else.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
I recall a few words to that effect, yes.
Yeah, that's scary right there.
Well, it's not just scary. It's not just because he doesn't know. It's because he doesn't give a darn. In other words, it's the arrogance of these public officials today that indicate they don't care what's coming down the road. As long as they're in the driver's seat now, who cares about the consequences of today's actions? That's the attitude that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be taken care of regardless.
See, like next week when I have up on the site, we have the audio of Taylor Caldwell's address in the 1960s. It was her story called Honoria. You'll understand why we are emulating those that came before us, and these guys are just acting out the cycles of history. These despots and arrogant leaders such as Bush are really, you know, typifying what has been the result of the American public's bankruptcy. As a nation, we are morally bankrupt, and so we are prey for these globalists and these arrogant rulers. And that's what they are, arrogant tyrants.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bush, I mean, look at the family he comes from. He really just has no context of the real world anyway.
Well, that's what makes a president, you see, is someone who can be manipulated and controlled, has skeletons in his closet, and is corrupt to the core. That's what good politicians are all about, right?
Yeah.
See, Hillary Clinton has a lot of skeletons in her closet.
Oh, God.
And you know that that's the case, and you know that just about every candidate who even utters a word of hopefulness for the president has already been examined by certain powers to find those skeletons so that they can be tweaked, they can be manipulated and controlled if ever they should come to the White House. That's the way the system
works.
Will
they ever hear of repentance? Maybe they can do a public repentance, and the nation will love them, huh?
I don't know that the American people would really appreciate that. I think the American people have to repent first, Frank.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Well, I think that's where it starts. It doesn't start
from
the
top down. But, I mean, consider the honesty, you know?
Right, exactly.
I mean, at least you would know they made a turnaround.
Yeah, well, that's...
But then again, you might take a bullet through the head for that.
There you go, Frank. All right. Thanks for your great call. I appreciate it. We'll get to more calls, Patrick and Austin, and you, as the program continues. 800-313-9443. Wide open tonight, talking about some issues, but you can introduce others. This is your opportunity on this Thursday night edition of the program. Stay tuned. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Listen, how do you put a guy like Rich Adams on the air? He's insulting. He's terrible. He's attacking the people that make us happy. He's not one of us. He's not an American. He's nothing but a rabble-rouser.
Yes, indeed. That's my role, to rouse the rebel and the rebels and the rabble. Well, we are back now at 5 of the hour, and we will go to take some more calls right now. 800-313-9443. Great to have this opportunity once in a while to be able to speak directly to you on a myriad of issues. Patrick in Austin, hi, you're on my program.
Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
Very well, man, thank you.
Just wanted to say, I got interrupted here by something. I just want to say God bless you and thanks for all that you do. And I want to say, Rick, to those people out there who may be listening and think that there's plenty of time to wait and waste, I'm down here in Texas, and I had some people who went through Katrina, and I took them into my home, and just saw what happens when people don't really, I don't think people out there acknowledge what's went on with some of these people. The people that I had in my home, there was absolutely nothing wrong with their houses. They lived on the dry part of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Military came, picked them up, took them away. They found out they were in Austin when they landed. And they were just so confused and actually afraid. I mean, literally afraid. And it was really sad to see. So for people out there who don't think that this is affecting, you know, we all suffer from this country, in this country, from the disease of, well, if it doesn't affect me, it's not happening. It's happening.
Yes.
It's happening now. And for those who just think that it's, you know, if you wait for it to get bad and if you don't rely on God Almighty, then things aren't going to go well for you, because we just don't have the power as human beings to deal with this kind of stuff. It's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I just implore anyone who's doesn't rely on God, forget about it. I mean, it's just too much. God, because human beings are weak, and we will cave in, we will panic, and if you don't rely on God, you too will welcome the New World Order, because the alternative will be terrible.
But let's make sure, that's right, let's just make sure it's the right God and not the God of this world.
Well, that's for sure,
because
you know,
there's
they'll
two
be
gods
out there in full force.
Right, exactly. When the time comes, after all the destruction, all the wars, all the chaos and confusion, the time will come when this man will come about and this system will be in place, and he and they will tell us that if we trust him, peace and safety will be our lot. And the scriptures tell us that's the key word, peace and safety, those two words that will trigger the destruction of his system right there.
Well, God bless you, Rick.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
What you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, as always. Now, you know, right here in my neck of the woods, a poll was just taken about what would happen in the event of another hurricane. We've had some devastating hurricanes in our history, one in 1938, another in 56, Hurricane Carol, and they wreaked havoc. A lot of destruction, a lot of property damage, deaths, and so forth. And you know what's interesting about it? In the poll, a great number of Rhode Islanders said they did not trust the government to do the right thing. And that was a heartening reaction, if indeed that is the case. Because for a long time, people have been made to believe the government is there to help you. Government will take care of everything from hurricanes, disasters, earthquakes, whatever it is, unemployment, Big Brother will be there to help you. And that's diametrically opposed to what the Founding Fathers stated in the Bill of Rights and in the Declaration of Independence, when they spoke about freedom and liberty. And who is the author of these things? Not the government. All right, we shall be back to begin hour number two, and Mike and others will be talking to you as well. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.